Okay, this is lesson four, part two, and this is going to be very brief because I just wanted to say that after I switched off the first part, the recording of the first part, I thought, as you probably will also think, that a solution to the firing the questions quickly to how we should conduct these hot seats tomorrow is that possibly we can use the chat to fire the questions. And the person on the hot seat will be on our screen answering. So maybe tomorrow at the beginning of the video conference, when we start the hot seat, before we start, we will discuss together the best way to do it. But I'm thinking that perhaps the chat, because then it doesn't have to be just one person in the class asking the questions to the other, but you can all write up your questions and the person in the hot seat has got to, in their character, try and answer them. Anyway, any suggestions are welcome, but I think before we start, we'll decide exactly how we're going to experiment with that online, and then we'll try it out, and then when we've done one, we'll discuss if there's a better way, etc. It's going to take a little bit of trial and error. Okay, so we discussed the journal, we discussed the fact that we're going to have a little talk about Elspeth, the homeless person. You remember that I mentioned last lesson also this fact of the items in Elspeth's pocket and the fact that she showed them to the journalist. So another idea we could talk about is whether we could actually enact the scene with that journalist coming up to Elspeth, apart from the people talking in the street. I think that could be interesting, that scene. We could base it on Elspeth or the people who are in that group, you know, who could work with other people as well. They can decide how they want to work, all right? Whether they want to create different homeless people. But as that group is at the moment quite small, okay. Anyway, we'll discuss this tomorrow, all right? The last thing I want to mention on this recording is the new text that I'm going to put up. This is from this novel that I mentioned last week. Obviously, the original is in Japanese. I have an English translation, and I'm just giving you a few pages which are about the character of the receptionist in that novel, and also an intriguing scene which is very important in the novel, where there is this place where people, well, not all people, but three characters, I think, in the novel take an elevator and end up in this dark, strange place, which is obviously a kind of parallel universe, or possibly the hotel as it was, because in the short extracts that I'm giving you, the receptionist character is the modern Dolphin Hotel, which has just been done up. It's part of a chain. It's extremely high-tech hotel, okay? But the main character in the novel who is visiting this hotel also visited this hotel when it was a very strange, run-down, weird hotel, which has since been knocked down and this new hotel built in its place. So possibly this place where people end up when they take the elevator is in some way related to the old Dolphin Hotel. It's a mystery. Okay, this is the whole novel is built around this. But I thought it would intrigue you. It might give you some ideas. We may never develop it. For the group who are working on hotel workers, I thought it might give them some ideas. But I think that group should think about different people in the hotel. A receptionist, okay. The way a receptionist has to behave, which we have various hints of in these texts, which is why I'm giving them to you. The chambermaid. Again, here we can refer back to Sophie Calle, this artist who worked as a chambermaid and behaved in an extremely incorrect fashion as a chambermaid. Snooping around, looking in people's luggage, doing all kinds of things she never could. But, it does open up the question. Maybe none of us really think about this, but it is a strange situation. We have a hotel room, we have all our personal belongings in that hotel. Most of the time we're staying in a hotel, we're probably not in that room. Okay, we're in there at night to sleep, probably, but usually when we're staying in a hotel, it's either because we're in that place on business, in which case we're out doing that business most of the day, or we're on holiday, in which case we're out on the beach or visiting places or looking around. And so a lot of the time we're not in that room. And all our things are, in a sense, exposed to the people working in the hotel. There are films about people who work in hotels who borrow the clothes of the clients, who see things they shouldn't. There's all kinds of interesting situations that can be created. And probably I mentioned in a previous recording that I have heard about chambermaids behaving very incorrectly, of there being a kind of hatred of the rich client, of the person who is living a life of luxury in the hotel while the chambermaid is likely to be very badly paid, badly treated. And have a very difficult life, okay, because chambermaids are not paid well, usually. And therefore, I have heard of chambermaids who do nasty things, sort of dirtying the sheets or, in some way. Being vindictive or aggressive towards the clients in ways which they cannot be caught out on. Okay, so these are things that we could or that we may or may not develop. Okay, but anyway, if you could read those texts, I will probably prepare a small sheet of questions because I think in the video conference it is helpful if you have some clear outlines of things. That we can discuss together. So I will prepare a sheet of questions about those pages. So you need to read them and read the questions. And I don't suggest you write the answers to these questions. Don't write the answers, but perhaps a few notes so that you're ready and again on the ball next week to talk about them. Okay? And always, as you know, I'm very happy for you to share your ideas, suggestions for what you'd like to do in the video conferences, how you would like to work. Next week, we will also see if we have other ideas about Virginia Woolf And I think we should discuss, Virginia Woolf, and your journals. And I think we should discuss how we would like to, at the same time as developing our other character work and our monologues, how we would like to work on that. We could leave that towards the end of the course when we have all your journals. I remember in a previous year when we did, it came very nicely in a performance, we included parts of everybody's journals in the performance. They were kind of like they were like, we might have started with a couple of very short extracts from people's journals, from students sitting in the audience, and then we had some monologues, and then we had some performances with the whole group, etc. And these kind of journal extracts were interspersed. If we should adopt, if we should decide to develop either Chiara's idea or Naomi's idea, these would be rather different, these, because I don't think if we have people on balconies around the room, I think that would be something that we would do at a given moment in the performance, in our public performance. It would be a section, okay, where we would enact this balcony scene, okay, or even if we had the workshop, that would be just one section of our performance and not returning. But I think both the ideas are interesting. In a sense, I see no reason why we couldn't develop both ideas, because they're quite different. Maybe Naomi's idea is more suitable for Virginia Woolf's journal. And maybe Chiara's idea is more suitable to actually put together short extracts from your own journals, the journals you are writing. But anyway, let's discuss that. We can talk about it briefly this video conference, though we seem to have quite a lot to do. And discuss it next week in more detail, perhaps when other people have had time to think about it. All right, so I'm going to end here. I will now also set up these video conferences for tomorrow. I have several, so we'll start punctually at 2, because then I think I have to do another one soon after 3. I'll not make it immediately at 3. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.